With homes becoming increasingly out of reach for many Americans, prospective home buyers are opting to rent first to buy the same property later. Rent-to-own home businesses have seen huge growth, especially during the pandemic. And let's bring in one company that is leading the space there. It's Divvy Homes, co-founder and CEO Adina Heffetz joining us today on the back of the announcement that the company has entered into a debt facility, or $450 million debt facility, with Barclays. Adina, it's good to talk to you. I am fascinated with this business model, because it does seem to offer a path to many people who are looking to at least get in, or at least start the planning process of home buying. Talk to me about how your business model works.
Sure. And first of all, Kiko, thank you for having me here today. I really appreciate it. So Divvy creates homeowners, and that's the core mission of why we get up every day. The way that Divvy works is we're an alternative for folks who maybe aren't ready to get a mortgage. For customers, they come to our website and we put them through an underwriting and give them a home shopping budget. So for example, we might say you're approved for a $350,000 home in Atlanta. You go out home shopping. When you find the house that you want, Divvy puts down an all cash, quick close, no appraisal contingency offer for you. When we head to closing and you move in, you get you put a 1-2% down payment on the house. So it's much less than a 10-20% down payment on a traditional mortgage. You move in and you make one monthly payment. It's part rent and part equity. And it's the same thing as sort of principal and interest on a mortgage. And so you build up your equity in the property. And at any point in time, you could get a mortgage and take Divvy out and roll your equity in. Or you can walk away and we'll cash you out for the value of your equity.
On the monthly rent, what part of that goes, should we be thinking about rent, essentially just giving away the money versus the amount that actually goes towards building equity in the house?
That's a great question. Almost 20 to 25% actually goes towards building equity in the property, and then the rest is rent. If you compare this to a traditional mortgage, your first couple of years on a mortgage, maybe less than 10, maybe even 5% is actually going towards principal. The remainder is actually going towards interest. So I'd say more than you would on a traditional mortgage is actually going towards building equity. And then that is your savings in the actual property.
And what kind of growth have you seen during the pandemic? I know, you know, especially at the height of the pandemic in March 2020, a lot of people who were looking to buy were thinking, well, things might start to go lower. That hasn't necessarily been the case. How has that led to a lot of customers coming through your doors to say, look, the traditional path isn't going to work for us, but can we find an alternative?
So what we saw is that during the pandemic, people didn't actually want to sell their homes as readily because they obviously wanted a place to live during the pandemic. And so supply actually declined. At the same time, more and more families wanted a place where they can teach their kids. So school is now right at home and office is now at home. And they wanted a backyard, some more space. And so we actually saw demand start to really increase. And so when supply isn't increasing, but demand is, what we saw is that home prices started to shoot up. So today, home prices are about 20% up year over year, which is pretty significant. So with rising home prices, it actually makes it quite a bit more challenging to get a mortgage. The reason is twofold. As home prices rise, you need a larger down payment. So first, a larger down payment to actually afford the same home. Second, it means that your mortgage payments are higher, so your debt-to-income ratio is actually negatively impacted, meaning you can only afford less homes. So if you were traditionally approved for, call it a $300,000 house, with rising home prices, you might actually be pushed down to get the same house that you would have otherwise, but you'd have to search at a lower home price. And so as a result of both of these things, we saw more people turning towards finding alternative ways to finance the purchase of their home. So we saw a massive influx of customers coming into Divvy's program, which for us, we've been really grateful that they've given us the opportunity to actually support them in their journey towards homeownership.
There's certainly been some negative headlines around the rent-to-own home business, because the thinking is that a lot of times these prospective buyers are put in a tough position. They realize they can't necessarily pay the high rent that's expected, and then at some point eventually get evicted as well. What specific safeguards does Divvy have in place to, number one, ensure that these homeowners are getting into something that they can afford, and if they, at the point of rental, realize that this is not something that they can make payment on, they don't just lose it all?
It's a great question. So I want to start off by giving you the headline number, which is 47% of our customers who've been in our program for the full length of it have actually bought back their home. So those are tremendous stats for success story, where the industry historically in rent to own maybe had low single digit conversion to homeownership. So that in itself has been great. The way we support our customers versus traditional rent to own is a couple fold. So first, we actually build up equity in the property. So most cases with rent to own, the customer actually wasn't saving up any equity in the property. And instead, all of their payments were just purely rent. So that's the number one biggest difference. Two, customers actually get to pick out whatever home they want. And so in the past, the inventory that was presented was all of lower quality. With us, Divi, you actually get to pick out from any home that you want that's for sale. Lastly, we take care of all maintenance, taxes, insurance, HOA fees. So we ensure that you're not actually having to pay any of the costs associated with ongoing maintenance of the home, which is something that traditional rent-to-own had put on the consumer. So I don't want to downplay the predatory nature that rent-to-own has historically had. I 100% agree and think that the industry is marred with discrimination and improper practices. I think Divi is actually doing something that's fundamentally different. We are fundamentally disrupting the industry and changing the way that people access homeownership and doing it in a way that supports our customers on their mission to homeownership.
Divi Homes co-founder and CEO Adina Heffetz, good to have you on the show today. I hope to have you back on again soon.